Can we decide on a title for our paper?
I kind of like the one you have.
Yeah, this is the title of my paper.
Do we still like the one from the JSM? Or, yeah, the presentation?
Yeah, they were basically, I just stole, because that was the most recent. So, and then, hold on, let me open my, there it is. There was that one, which is, sorry, I'm opening my annual report because that has all our presentations on it. That's just really easier to do. Okay. There's exploring the role of problem context in students' understanding of sampling. That's what we used for USCOT and JSM. And then the CERTL paper was the role of confirmation and belief bias in introductory statistics students' abilities to judge the quality of a sample.
I like the shorter one, exploring the role of context.
Agree.
You want to keep all problem right in there?
Say it
yeah,
again.
That's fine. Exploring the role of problem context.
That's
does that
good
make it sound like there's a problem with context? Or specifically context that causes problems?
We could call it study. Or example. Or we could just say context.
I was going to say, yeah, we just said exploring the role of context, students understanding a sampling, and leave it at that.
Okay. That's what I'm typing in.
I'll change that in the cover letter, too.
While we're there, Tara, my email address is rotenj1. The one's missing.
Oh. That's weird, because I just did a reply and I copied them. Do I have everybody's middle initials correct?
Yes.
You?
Yes.
Do you all want your middle initials? I always use mine, so I put in everybody's. Does anybody prefer not?
I'm fine with it.
I don't care. As long as you don't throw my maiden name in there, I don't really care. Sorry. If you knew my family, you'd understand.
All right, so I have title Exploring the Role of Context in Students Understanding a Sampling. Everybody's universities and names, and now everybody's emails are correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. Abstract, we need to get it down to 120 words at max. We're currently at 186.
Nice.
Does anybody see anything in there that you think we can throw out?
I would just change the first sentence to say context. Context provides, I'm starting to type some changes and we'll check the, context provides meaning for data analysis and the evaluation of evidence. But may be distracting to students.
Context provides meaning for data analysis and the evaluation of evidence. However, it may be distracting to students.
I would just say, but maybe. It deletes the word it. And I would just say the use of random sampling, get rid of the word methods.
Is statistics supposed to be capitalized?
I don't think it needs to be.
Yeah, I asked about that later on. It seemed weird that we kept capitalizing it. I think I actually changed it a bunch of times.
Well, it's a strange comment about the abstract. Do we have to actually have the results in there, like that last sentence?
I think. Yeah, I think we do.
Okay.
Just kind of a. Yeah.
It says that we need to have an abstract that's structured, informative, accurate, non-evaluative, coherent, and readable. What does non-evaluative mean in this particular context?
Not inserting our opinion. So basically just kind of stating, I don't know, not trying to, just stating what the results were, not trying to discern what they mean.
We should have, go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, did we have, just kind of making up an example here, did we have, you know, so many students use so much, all right, my brain has not had enough coffee yet, so much more, Carla, help me out here, my brain is just on the mush.
I'm sorry, what are you trying to say? Tell me.
Is our abstract non-evaluative?
Yeah, it'd be easier if we had quantitative data. Like if we had, you know, 30 students get this score on a test and 20 students get this score on a test. And
so they don't want results on it other than an overview?
Yeah, they just want to know, like, what happened, not our opinion of what happened or not our interpretation of what happened. I think that's what that means.
So when we read our abstract, do we have a clear sense of the purpose of our study?
I think so. I'm making some tweaks to it, which I don't know if they're easy to explain over the phone. So what I'm going to do is tweak it and then just email it to everyone.
Let me do.
Yeah, actually, I think it's pretty clear. I mean, yeah, maybe some minor.
How about our approach or our methodology? Is that clear?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Student strength of opinion was evaluated at the end of the semester, and later students were given an assessment question.
I think that's actually too much detail. That's one of the sentences I deleted. I think what we need to do is we say we used a grounded theory approach.
And our direction of our key findings or conclusions such that the paper's contribution is made clear. I'm just reading from the guidelines. So.
I think the last sentence gets at that. Testing environment scenario showed slight evidence.
Okay. I'm going to
use the context. I think that sentence could be written a little clearer, though. The first time I read it, it was a little, wasn't quite, I knew what it meant because obviously I've been involved with this, but trying to think how we could rewrite that.
I just sent you guys a link where we should all be able to see the file and edit it in Word format, I think. I'm seeing it if it's going to work.
Okay.
So that we don't have to email each other the whole conference call. I'm seeing. I'm trying to upload the document I sent you all.
Oh, I've got it to 121 words.
Just delete a random and we'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you guys, Jackie, can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. It put each document on a separate page, so we'll have to scroll through, but at least, Hurley, you should be able to paste what you did. Oh. Maybe not. Well, let me edit it because the way it uploaded it. All right. Well, that was a bad idea. But I can add a new page and her look and paste what she did in there.
I think maybe my problem with the last sentence is just maybe that we should say something about students showed use of context more versus testing environment scenarios showed. Just our noun there is a little... I know I'm adding more words. I'm not trying to be difficult. I just...
In class scenario results?
I would say testing environment results showed slight evidence.
Yeah, because if we do in class scenario, that would assume they read the paper, which we're not supposed to make that assumption. So.
Yeah. Sarah, I'm sorry. Did you have a place where I could dump this now?
If you go to your email, if you click on the link,
mm-hmm.
If you go to the first page, the page before the document itself is showing up. You should be able to copy and paste it into a text box on that page.
Alright, I see a cursor with your name on it.
Click underneath me.
Just moved you.
And just paste it in there.
Where? Now, how do I move this over? I have a text box. This is really kind of funny. All right, I have a text box there.
Are you still one word short?
I don't think we have to be at 120. We just have to be less than 120, right?
Yeah.
We have to be a maximum of 120, yeah.
Yeah, so we're at 119 now.
I shrunk your text. Try to get to fit.
You can still see it. It needs to be moved over a little. There. Enough. Watching everyone's mouse arrows move around, I feel like I'm watching some sort of video game. What do you guys think of this?
Mm-hmm.
That looks good to me.
How many words are we at?
119.
Oh.
Well, do you want to add a word?
No, I'm... Yeah, I'm, okay, I'll let it go. I was thinking, like, results from a testing environment showed slight evidence of the use of cotton. Yeah, I'm rewriting the last sentence, but I'm adding words when I'm doing it, so...
Well, we have one word, so from that is two, right?
Well, I guess we did both a testing and the... Okay. Oh, yeah, no, okay, so you changed the... Okay. I think it was because we never said the word testing environment before. It sort of... Okay, so now that... Okay, never mind.
Yeah. And I think we should say results from interviews and delete the word settings, which won't... That'll still keep us okay.
Well, if you want, you could just say of your results.
Oh, yeah, we could.
Can we get rid of much in the last sentence?
Sure.
Yeah. What's sort of a... What does that mean?
Well, I do have the relative risk calculation in there later.
Do we want, earlier in that sentence, do we want to say testing environment results showed slight evidence or little evidence? Because slight to me means there's something there, it was just too hard to detect type thing. Whereas little means we didn't really see much. Which of those do you think is more accurate?
No evidence?
I would say little. I don't think we saw absolutely none. I think we saw very little. I would just change it to little.
I think we need a word before individual student interviews. It feels like it's missing a word.
And through?
That's what I was thinking.
Testing environment and individual.
For the sentence that says specifically the relationship between the strength of a student's opinion about a topic, can we just say which provides context for a study? Is that providing the context for a study? I don't know. It seems awkward to me. I know we used it previously. It just sounds awkward.
Yeah. Is there a way to do word count in here?
No. But I can dump it to word.
We're still at 119.
We're still at 119?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a thought in the last sentence where we say personal opinion, because that's the first time we've ever said anything specifically about personal opinions. I was thinking we could put parentheses context, just because in an abstract you want to be really, really clear. You keep talking about context all the way through, and then suddenly we talk about personal opinions, and just to make it clear, we do have one more word to throw in there.
Well, we have the strength of the student's opinion in the second sentence.
Do we?
Yeah. Because I said we're exploring the role.
About a topic, providing the context for a study. Okay. All right. Sorry, my computer gets busy. I just wanted to make sure that connection was clear in the abstract.
Well, maybe we could just get word of the word providing.
I just tweaked it a little.
Okay.
I think I'm okay.
Let's just have a 119.
Looks good to me.
120 now, but we're good.
Oh, what did you change? I don't see any changes on mine. Is it in the thing?
Instead of the dash providing the context, I say which provides the context for it.
Yeah, I can't see that.
Oh.
That's weird. Mine still says providing the context for. Can everybody else see it?
I just found another text box that had that in it. I tried to, like, copy and paste over. I'll just try inserting a new text box and seeing if that, second box.
I see the one.
Okay, I've got like three arrows just flying all over the screen right now.
All right, that sounds good to me. I'm going to...
So copy and paste that in.
I'm doing that right now. And I'll email this back out. Keywords. Are we all good with the abstract?
Yes.
Oh, I need to look to see if the abstract's supposed to be in.
Do we have keywords?
No, that's what I was going to ask. How do we want to choose keywords? That was my...
Okay, I was going to say, because all I see is this is vegetation research and then keyword, key phrase.
Yeah, and they said we have to have 3 to 6 keywords or brief phrases. The first keyword has to be statistics education research, and the other keywords should be chosen from among those commonly used in bibliographic databases.
I think sampling should be one.
Confirmation bias?
Yeah, confirmation bias.
We have belief bias, too.
Reasoning? I don't know if that's...
Statistical reasoning?
I don't know. Is that a common...
I think
it is in the stat ed world. And now that we're in the index, it would be becoming more common in the index.
Maybe statistical reasoning?
Yeah, statistical reasoning.
Okay.
So I have statistics, education, research, confirmation bias, belief bias, statistical reasoning, sampling.
I would put statistical reasoning before confirmation and belief bias.
Okay.
I would put the statistical ones first.
Just sampling? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
One, two, three, four, five. I can do one more if we want. So I have statistics, education, research, then statistical reasoning, then sampling. Do you think I need statistical in front of that?
No.
And then confirmation bias and then belief bias.
I think we're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's covered.
I still need to go back and update all of our references to be APA format. They're kind of a mishmash right now. So if you look through it, that's not done yet. If we go to the end of section one, we have the comment that we need to make. Is it the last sentence clearly?
Okay, I wrote that a month ago, and I'm not remembering why I wrote it.
I think we can make that same change here, which provides the context for study that we just made in the abstract. That doesn't address your comment, but.
I think just because we were flowing into the literature review, and I just basically copied and pasted the statement out of the abstract.
So we need a better transition?
I think, yeah, maybe that's what I meant. It just, it needed to be just a better transition.
Okay.
And I just hadn't come back to fix that.
I like writing transitions. I can do that. Does anybody else have anything right now on the intro? We all probably need to read back through, but I know the references need to be fixed. And if you guys edit your documents, please don't put two spaces at the end of sentences. They require that we have a single space at the end. And it took a really long time to go and delete all the extra spaces. I don't want to have to go back through the document.
For future, you might just be able to do like a find and replace on double space. And replace it with single space.
That's good thinking. I didn't think of that when I was doing it.
Yeah, I've had to do that before too.
That's a very good thinking. I'll do that at the end. Make sure everything that I caught them all. All right. Does anybody have anything on the introduction? For the literature review, check the section titles. I did the importance of context, which is what we had, the consequence, do we want to keep them all as main sections? As subsections?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I wonder if we should say, change it from why does context distract, though, to why context distracts.
Okay.
Make it a statement as opposed to a question.
Hmm.
Do we want to say may distract or definitely distracts?
I would just leave it why context distracts.
Okay. Again, there I need to go back through and make sure everything is APA, but comments are there. Lee, you had a comment in 2.1 that we need a citation.
Yeah, this is back when I was just supposed to be kind of going through and making notes. It just seemed, and you can argue with me on this, teaching the students using can also helps them see real-world situations in which the material they're being taught can be applied. It just kind of seemed like a statement that required a citation of some sort. I think that makes sense to all of us. I just thought, I think that guy is probably says something about that somewhere.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't think.
That whole paragraph is just kind of naked without a citation.
Did you pull this from the stuff that I had written before?
Yeah. This is all pulled from other.
I actually don't think I have a citation for it. I think I pulled that just from my education classes, just general knowledge.
Okay.
I'll go back and look, though, but I don't think.
I don't think it's a big deal. It's just, you know, through literature review stuff.
It should have a citation.
What about gaze? Is there anything in the gaze that kind of is consistent with that?
I'm sure it does.
Well, the gaze thing is all about active learning, right?
Yeah, and real world. I think one of the bullets is using real world data.
It is, right. Yeah.
Well, they specifically talk about engaging the students. I think one of us, most of the people that are going to be editing this or reviewing this are going to be very, very familiar with gaze. So we should be careful about just citing it. One of us should just take a look at it real quick and see.
Okay. I have it bookmarked. Let me just see.
But that might be a good one there.
Right.
I would imagine it's in there, but yeah.
What it needs to be statistically executed here. It needs to be do.
If we don't find anything there, if we go back to the math education stuff when reform first came about, we should be able to find a reference there for it. Because this is more of a reform type of view. So if we don't find anything in GAIS, I'll look at some of the old references from math then.
I hate how you can't.
Okay, number two does say use real data. Number four, foster active learning in the classroom. Those are the recommendations in short form.
But I think I see your point, because in the second sentence I wrote, when students are provided with contextual problems that are of interest and relevant, they'll be more active participants in their education.
Yeah,
I'll look for a reformed article that states something similar. I'm sure there are many.
I'm not, it's kind of a negative. Oh, here we go. Recommendation 2, use real data.
If you look at the suggestions for teachers, like even the third one says, make sure questions used with data sets are of interest to students. Because if no one cares about the questions, it's not a good data set for the class.
So you think that we could stretch it to use it here? Or should I look for a different reference?
Later.
Do you know who the reviewers are for Saratrilla?
Well, no, it's going to be a pretty big pool, but they're going to be the big names in, like, there's going to be, many of them are going to be active in stat ed, because those are the only people who are going to agree to review papers.
Right.
So I would imagine that they will, be familiar with GAYS.
Okay, so they do search for good raw data, use such data when live in your class, increase the store of good data sets, make sure questions used with data sets are of interest to students. If no one cares about the questions, it's not a good data set for your introductory class. That's under the whole recommendations for teachers. Important. Okay, using real data sets of interest to students is also a good way to engage them in thinking about data and relevant statistical concepts.
Okay.
That's more or less.
So go with that, you think?
I think that lines up pretty close to what you're trying to say.
Okay. The GAYS reference that we have in here is 2005. I thought that we had been using a newer one.
No, GAYS, there is no newer one.
I swear that there was an update in 2010 or two.
Was it?
I thought there was.
That is a copyright of 2010. I think there were a few edits made.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So should we use the 2010 one? Or 2005, which was the original?
This version is a reformatted version of the original 2005 report.
So stick with the original?
Yeah, I think it'd be safer to stick with the original.
Okay. So I am editing that paragraph to have a citation of GAYS.
Oh, you're right. Let's say copyright 2010, the American Statistical Association.
Yeah, I would say if it's just a reformatting, though, I would go with the 05.
Mm-hmm. All right. We updated that.
Okay.
Under 2.2?
Yeah, I'm being a pain again. The primary school option by the stand, like, okay. I think that was, I just thought we could expand on that.
Okay.
We don't necessarily have to. I mean, we're already kind of long as it is.
Actually,
for
we're
example,
good shape. We're only at 6,000 some words. We can go up to 10,000. So.
So I just said, similarly, there's evidence that people tend to base conclusions about a topic on their own personal experience rather than in database evidence.
Well, the
I
whole
just thought we could be, we could put like a sentence in there explaining what the heck we're meaning there.
The whole next section, though, talks about that.
Oh, okay.
So do we need a transition?
Perhaps.
Instead of an example, perhaps a better transition?
I think that whole paragraph, well, let's see. I'm sorry, I'm reading the beginning of 2.2. Yeah, all of 2.2 really needs to be edited a bit. One of the potential problems.
Yeah,
So yeah, 2.2 is basically stating the problem, and then we get into the confirmation bias stuff and explaining why we think it happens. Or the theory, not why we think it happens, but the theory behind why it happens.
So do we need to combine 2.2 and 2.3?
I think we need to make, yeah, maybe. We might be able to just delete the subheading for 2.3. And if you look at the difference between the paragraphs, like there's a disconnect between the first paragraph of 2.2 and the second paragraph of 2.2. The sentence, however, other research points, that needs to be deleted completely. And what we need to decide, the first, for example, there, is that different about Watson and Moretz? Is that different from the example we have in the previous paragraph? So one sentence says, in the first paragraph, we have Watson and Moretz found that males were more likely to answer a question with the context of buying a car based on the brands of the car. And then in the second paragraph, we say Watson and Moretz found that primary school students would often respond to questions about sampling techniques by focusing on the particulars of the context of the problem. Are those different statements, or are they actually referencing the same thing?
I think they're the same thing.
All right, then I would delete the first two sentences.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, because there were a couple Watson and Moritz's articles.
They're both 2000, so... And I think they may have had 2 in 2000, in which case we need to call them like 2000A and 2000B.
Right.
But if this is referring back to the same thing, if it's referring to something different, I think we need to expand on the second one. Otherwise, if it's just referring to the same thing, I say we just delete it.
Well, I wasn't sure if we were referencing like their like raffle things or those types of things in that paper. I don't know if you guys remember reading them, but...
Say it again.
I know, like, one of the Watson and Moritz they were talking about with the primary school students, saying, okay, if we wanted to find out what percent of your students would buy a raffle ticket for you.
Ah, yeah. I thought there were two different ones that we looked at.
We did look at two different articles.
Yeah.
So then we would need to expand on that paragraph or that sentence. All right. I'm changing Lee's comments to say what we're talking about now. So when you guys get an updated version, it will have the comments from today's call in it.
Yeah, they had one paper called Develop of Understanding of Sampling and one Developing Concepts of Sampling.
So I think what we need to do is say, something like Watson and Moritz examined this in two papers in 2000. In the first, they found that males were more likely to do this. In the second, they found that primary school children were more likely to do that type of deal. So I think we combine, I think we can get rid of the entire second paragraph in 2.2. We pull the sentence about Watson and Moritz up to the first paragraph, and then I think the sentence about Knold and Higgins should be pulled down to the first paragraph of 2.3, although I do think we should get rid of that section heading. In fact, it actually is the first sentence. We just need to put the Knold and Higgins. Actually, we have it cited later in the paper, so I would just delete it completely. We have it cited later in that paragraph, so I would delete that sentence completely. Similarly, there is evidence people tend to base conclusions, that whole thing.
Okay. And we're deleting 2.3.
Yeah, I would just delete the section header.
Do you want to change 2.2 to be something other than consequence of context?
I would call it the consequence of context, but I would leave it as it is. because we have the importance of context, and then I would have it just mirror that, the consequence of context, but I think it's fine as it is.
Okay. Okay, this is picky, but should it be singular consequence or should it be plural consequences since we talk about belief and confirmation bias?
I would just say singular because I think you can talk about it. I would leave it singular.
Okay. Again, all the references need to be updated for APA, and they need to all make sure they're in the paper because most of them aren't now. Oh, Carla, you have a comment that is bold. It's in yellow.
Mm-hmm. So this was something that was my recollection of this is it was literally just carried over from one of our very earliest documents. So I would say,
does that paragraph go with our next one? It kind of doesn't. Well, I guess it does.
I think this section needs a little bit of work to make it flow a little better.
Okay, so we need to work on section two, basically. The last paragraph of that sentence is the same as the end of our first section, too. Or the second to last paragraph is pretty much identical.
Of 2.3 or 2.2?
The last part of what currently is labeled 2.3. Is the in this paper we will explore the interaction. That sentence is identical to what we put at the end of section one. So that needs to be modified slightly too.
Maybe it can, if it's already in section one, we can probably just delete it.
We may want to modify the end of section one to incorporate some of this. Because this specifically talks about confirmation bias, which we don't have really in section one so much. And that might be a better lead-in to our literature review also. Lee, what are we doing with the grounded theory that's at the end there?
Oh, that was just something that I got out of my book there. I think we decided that should go...
That should go in research methodology.
Should it be its own section? Because it's not there right now.
No, I think... Wait. Well, maybe it has to be its own section.
I mean, its own subsection.
There's
procedures, tests, and instruments. Data collection took place. Okay, so we're talking about the opinion survey.
Y'all still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Quiet on
the I end. Guess maybe there's a part where right after where it starts data coding. I thought maybe in there before it says two sets of codes were developed to analyze student responses to each example in the research instrument. I think that's where we start talking about how we came up with the code.
Okay.
But that's actually after research methodology, right?
Well, it's part of that section.
Yeah.
We had it all. That's something else we need to decide if all this belongs in our methodology section. But so before two sets of codes, that's what you're saying? Before that paragraph?
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Okay.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Do we need to expand on that at all?
No.
No?
No, I think it's better if we keep it as short as possible.
Okay. When we look through the section three, are we all okay with everything that's in that? I've kind of felt weird putting demographics into my research methodology, but...
Yeah, I also agree with that. I think we should just shorten this paragraph, and or what we could do is we tell them to reference the paper later, reference the like C results section for demographics, because I don't think demographics belongs in the beginning of research methodology.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
We could leave the opening paragraph that way, and then what I would just do is where you say C table one, I would change that to C results section for complete demographic.
Okay.
And then I would just delete the heading there at all. I don't think you need a 3.1 heading. So you would then just change, like 3.2 would become 3.1.
Okay. We're not allowed to have any bold or anything, so I tried to use italics in some cases for the demographics table. Do you guys think, do you want italics? Do you like it the way it is? Do you guys have any preference?
I think italics looks fine.
You like italics?
Yeah, I like it being set off a little from just the text.
Okay, so I'll italicize the top row in the first column then.
Top row in the first column.
Okay.
Procedure tasks and instruments. Lee had a couple comments about that. If we look under the research instrument subsection, in what's currently called 3.2. Do we want to change that table to graphs?
But I saw graphs in here.
You saw graphs at the end. These were our pilot survey results, which we had talked about. Do we even need them? I will say I found it very difficult to fit graphs in their format in a way that wasn't taking up a lot of space. Like, I couldn't fit more than three on a page and still make them readable.
Okay, I don't think we need our pilot results.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should just have the current, like, the actual study results.
Okay, so we all are in agreement that we can delete our pilot survey? results? We'll just talk about that these were the things we chose based on the pilot survey? These were the scenarios?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wonder if they could just be put in as a bulleted list. Like, I don't even think then, if we're just, I think it's important to still list the topics or the statements, but I would just put them as a bulleted list then.
Well, we have the survey with the statements in our appendix.
Right, but I wouldn't make them jump to the appendix just to see the statements themselves.
We also have them in the results section when we do the opinion survey results. We have the statements with the tables, with the graphs. So do you think they need them here?
Yes.
I was just making a quick bulleted list of here were the six topics that we chose kind of idea.
I agree with the topics, but Hurl, it sounds like you also want the actual statements that were in the survey. Am I misunderstanding what you're saying?
Maybe we could just do a list of the topics, kind of how we referred to them. You know, we called it texting while driving, tuition costs, you know, Mac versus PC.
Mm-hmm.
We can look at it that way, and if that looks too naked, we can just do the statements themselves. I think what I would do is I would just say six topics selected from the pilot opinion survey were developed into examples that served as the research instrument for this project. I would do a semicolon and put the list there and then just do a separate sentence saying the full text of each example for the research instrument is presented in appendices B and C.
Excellent. So change that to A and B. Okay.
Just take it out of parentheses and just make it its own statement.
Okay. I can do that.
And then I would delete the table completely. And
do you, you guys, when we list the topics, do we want to associate them with strong, neutral, and split opinions here, or do we want to wait until later to do that? Do we want to elaborate and say that we chose two scenarios that showed strong opinions in our pilot survey? These were texting while driving and tuition costs in the U.S. We chose two scenarios that showed neutral opinions in our pilot survey. These were blah, blah, blah. Do we want to do that much detail there or no?
That's a good question. Do we have that anywhere else in the paper? Does it come up anywhere else?
We mentioned it briefly. But we say in our results section, we just make a comment that it was in conjunction with what we saw in our pilot survey. So it probably we should have it there or somewhere.
We had the strong neutral in the previous paragraph. So it's actually explained there. You might just be able to break.
In which previous paragraph?
At the end of the opinion survey, we actually say results from the pilot study were used to select particular topics that students had strong opinions about, neutral opinions about, or split in their opinions about. And then we say the next two topics that fell into each of these three categories were selected. Oh, you're going to need to delete C table 2 there. You could maybe just put C below.
Right.
And then, so then in the research instrument part, you could break that bulleted list down by strong neutral split.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll update that. Lee, you have... Oh, just above that section?
Mm-hmm.
What are you questioning whether or not it's necessary, the fact that we chose six additional topics to retain?
The address.
Basically the last two sentences.
Yeah,
we didn't even mention the other six topics.
Yeah, I think basically, as I was just kind of going through this, it was just generally, do we need to provide all of this information?
And they can look, when they look in the appendix, they'll see that we had additional topics. Do we need to make any comments about that? Do we need to explain that in our text?
I think there's one or two ways we can go on with this. Since it's only two sentences, we can kind of leave it in, and we can take another look over the paper and decide if we really feel it's information overload, we can pull them out. And then if we do end up pulling them out, if a reviewer comments on that, we can put it back in, and we know it's an easy fix. I don't think not having that is going to be the type of thing that would, you know, get the paper rejected. A reviewer may ask, and then we can respond. But I think it's a relatively minor thing whether we decide to leave it in or whether we decide to pull it out. I guess I would say then leave it in for now, and we'll have to do one more read-through as we before we submit. And if at that read-through we still feel like, whoa, this is, you know, information overload, then we'll pull it out.
Okay, so leave these two sentences in until final reading. Let's see. Does everybody agree with Lee's comment at the end of Section 3.2 that our texting scenario, which are based on real studies, blah, 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 that that's too much detail? In the second paragraph from the end of the currently labeled section 3.2.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so we'll shorten that.
And I think you could
reference the appendix again if they want to see the exact questions.
Yeah, well, they should know those are in there because we've told them to reference it before. I'm wondering if there's a way you could combine then that sentence with the next sentence. For example, there are only – oh, no, I think it's fine because I realize now it's longer. Yeah, so I would just put a period at the end of real studies and then new sentence, each study found that texting while driving was indeed dangerous, and just leave it like that.
Oh, yeah, we're missing detail about interviews. I can add that in.
Yeah, I just didn't have anything.
More detail than is needed, section 3.4, for the coding? First paragraph?
Yeah, just for the opinion survey, I didn't know if we really needed to have a one or a two with this, or a six or a seven. I don't know.
I personally kind of liked it.
Okay.
Just so that way they know that we really didn't classify the threes or fives as useful. You know, at what point do we consider something strong? I think it might be nice for them to know that.
Okay. Well, we do have that up above as well. On Section 3.2 underneath the opinion survey. Strong opinions were defined as 1, 2, 6, or 7. Neutral opinions were 0 or 4. So they can also get that we didn't use 3 and 5 from that part.
And then maybe we don't need it again.
Where is that?
It's up on the part that you pointed out to me earlier where it talks about the strong opinions, neutral opinions, split opinions on the opinion survey.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about now. Yeah, that's fine. I agree with Jackie that it's important to let them know we didn't include those ratings. That information there makes sense. so we can delete that sentence.
Or maybe rewrite it to make it less, I don't know, less detailed.
I could say I like the bulleted list format. That's actually a little bit clearer to read.
Okay, so maybe rewrite as bulleted list. Going down to section 3.5, we had in our expected results section that the table will show the results we expected along with the coding combinations that meet those expectations, so they're in opposition to our expectations. We didn't actually have that in the table as it was in our rough draft on Google Docs. Do we want to add that, or do we just want to delete that part?
That's a good question, because I think when I wrote that, put that in there, I remember thinking, oh, we should add these, but then I realized it's really not a single table. That was that massive Excel spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sure there is a good way to put that information in there. We might just be better off deleting it.
Okay. Any other?
All right, I think we're going to have a harder time explaining why certain codes met our expectations.
Yeah.
Different scenarios.
So, Jackie, you're okay with deleting it too?
Yeah.
Lee?
Yep. I'm good.
All right. And it's gone. All right. Results section. I split it up into in-class results and interview results. Do we want to do more sections? Do we want to do a demographics section? Do we want to do a opinion survey section?
I would definitely lead off with a demographics section. In class results.
Good thing. Can we change that since we put it in the abstract as testing environment?
Yeah. Testing environment results?
Yeah, maybe just match that up to.
I would separate the opinion survey from testing environment results, though, because even the students that were interviewed did the opinion survey, you know. So I guess I would have demographics, opinion survey results, research instrument results, subcategory, testing environment, subcategory, interview.
Okay. So demographics. Now, here's the question about the opinion survey results. Do we only, for the testing scenario, the testing environments, all the students did the testing, all the students did their opinion surveys, so they should all be included. For the interview scenarios, the scenarios that we only use for interviewing, should we only include the students who are interviewed in our opinion survey results for those, or do you think we should include everybody?
I'm not sure I understand. Like, I think the opinion survey should be everyone, and that should be its own separate section, and then we don't revisit it in the research instrument part. Like, I don't think we should break it.
So even though hardly any of our students did interviews, you still think that the opinion surveys should include all of our 200 and some students, not for the interview scenarios.
Yeah, because I still think it gives a better sense of overall opinions on the topic.
Okay.
Was there a big difference? Did you actually look at interview people?
I don't think so, and that's why I was just thinking of it now. As I was looking at it. Because right now I only put in the test environment scenarios, the opinion surveys results for those. I didn't put in the others yet. I mean, I can quick do them. It's not like it's a big deal.
Yeah, maybe look at both. Look at the overall sample and then look at the interview. And if there's a big difference, that might actually be something interesting to point out about, you know, the students that we interviewed were actually different from the rest of the students in the class in some way. Like if there's a difference in the pattern of the bars, you know, if overall the class ranked this as a strong opinion, as having strong opinions, but our interview sample actually tended to be more split on it or they tended to feel more neutrally about it, that might actually be worth something explicitly contrasting those. But I think for now I would just do overall.
Okay.
So
our results section. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that way it's at least consistent within the opinion survey section, and we're not having to bounce back and forth between, like, why are these sample sizes so different? And then what we can do, because I see your concern, Tara, where someone may say, well, wait a minute, you know, not as many students were interviewed. I think we, if they are consistent, we can just say that in a single sentence when we start talking more about the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So our results section is going to expand from two sections to three sections. The first section is going to be demographics. The second section is going to be our opinion survey results for all 200 and however many people. And then our third section is going to be research instrument results with subsections for testing environment and interview. Is everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to expand us by a page because I'm having a heck of a time getting those graphs in.
Well, we'll lose a page due to that one table.
That's true. We will. Carla, can you look at tables 7 and 8? I was having a heck of a time figuring out which tables you wanted.
Yes.
I don't know if I put in the table that you were talking about or not.
Okay. I have to remember what I wanted it
to. Let me think. The original document said for table 7... you wanted to see from analysis plan A, which is what that was the only table that I had emailed you that came from analysis plan A. I have to go back in and add description, obviously.
Yes.
Of what the various codes mean and stuff, but I didn't want to do that until I made sure I had the right table in there.
I will probably have to just go back and look at it a little more carefully if you don't mind me getting back to you offline on that.
No, that's fine.
But, yeah, I will look at those.
Okay. Yeah, because like I said, I looked through all the stuff that I had emailed, and that was the only thing that I had sent on email that had an analysis plan A affiliated with it, so...
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to go back and look at what I was talking about because I don't remember it all. One minor thing in the paragraph that starts, Table 7 shows the percent. If you look down to the fifth line, it says driven by only one or two. I think it should say one or two individuals.
Okay. The other one was Table 8, and that one you had said that it was the raw codes.
I'm not sure what I meant by that now.
And I was not, I looked back through everything, and I wasn't sure which table. Yeah, I looked back through all the stuff that I had sent, and I wasn't sure which table you were talking about. This was the closest that I came to it,
okay,
based on your description that you did after that. The conclusion makes little difference in the use of unnecessary context. This was the only one I found that I thought you were pulling it from. But again, that's something, if you have a chance, if you could just see if there was another table you might have been thinking about.
All right. Yeah, I will.
I don't know. I went back through all the documents I had sent you guys, and these were the two that I thought matched most closely with what you were talking about. So.
Okay. Well, I will take a look at everything, and I will let you know if that is what I had in mind.
Okay. Interview results, I don't think there was anything. We'd already talked about that. Jackie, do you have discussion that you want me to change in here?
I've kind of had a document that I sent to Hurla because Hurla said she was going to try to look at it as well.
I did look through it, and I had some comments on it. One, in the discussion, the discussion focuses, again, mainly on the interview. Do we want to incorporate some of, we didn't find much support for our hypotheses, and then we kind of went back and, well, when I sent you guys that email before the phone call that I couldn't make it to, I was trying to say, like, okay, then, well, what do the codes tell us? And I wonder if we should include more of that in there. So expand this discussion a little bit to include some of those points that I sent out in the email.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to do that in the first couple sentences, but maybe I'm wrong, or first couple paragraphs.
I would expand it even more and really be like, okay, so we didn't see support for what we were looking for. These were some patterns that we did notice. And say, you know, maybe see if there's some new hypotheses or something that could be generated out of those for future study, that sort of thing. I can go back and look at all that in a little more detail, too. But I think we should expand that. I feel like to some extent, like I'm a little concerned that the discussion is so short. Because I think in papers like this, the discussion is usually very, very long.
I mean, for me, for it to be a page, I thought that was long.
I think we should go back and expand on this a little more as more just open exploration of the data after we say, well, we didn't see what we were looking for, but these were some other things we did notice, and then these are some things that we think we could explore in the future. The other thing, which is kind of a minor point, but easy to fix, in the paragraph, the third paragraph, I believe, that starts, well, student responses showed more irrelevant context in the interview scenarios. I think we should point out, it's not until later in the paragraph that we point out that we're subsetting on both those students who, or on only those students who had both interview and test data. So that needs to be pointed out earlier in that paragraph.
Okay. So why don't I, Jackie, I'll compare what you sent to what's here, and then I'll update this document to include that, and then we can make changes in this document.
Okay.
Did you change your conclusions?
I believe I added to it, made it
longer.
Okay.
I'll do the same thing then. I'll compare, I'll make changes before I send this back out. Does anyone have anything on the discussion, anything else on discussion or conclusions right now?
Not right now.
Okay. Acknowledgements. It notes in the guidelines for SURGE that some people leave acknowledgements off until the end for blinding purposes? Do you think there's anyone who would review this who would know who the authors were just based on the acknowledgments?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
So do you think we should pull them out until it's reviewed?
Because, I mean, they pretty much know it's a cluster and they know who our RAB was. I mean, that really, and Holly Lynn, I think, didn't do it the time before, so they pretty much will know who we are if they're associated at all.
Okay. It says, authors may choose to reduce or omit details in this section when submitting a manuscript for review in order to avoid disclosing their identity during the blind review process. Does that mean that we don't include it when we submit it, or does that mean that we tell them in the cover letter that we want them to take out the acknowledgments?
I don't know. Did we send both a blinded copy and an unblinded copy, or just a blinded one?
Manuscript should be in a form ready for blind review and conform to the formatting and other instructions in Section 4.
Okay.
But
yeah, I would just pull it out completely.
To the right thing there.
I would just pull it out completely.
For now?
Yeah, for now.
Okay.
You don't have to have an acknowledgement section in a paper, so it's not like people are going to be like, where is that? Like, why isn't that here? So I would just, yeah, totally go ahead and pull it out.
But we should put it back in before it's published since they were.
Yes, I agree with that, but we don't need it in the review.
Although part of me thinks it could help us, so let's let them figure out who we are. I'm sure.
Let's put clues in. I think some people, they know who this is when they read it, though.
True.
All right. The references need tons of work. That just, yeah, don't even look at those.
Do you want help with that, or, I mean?
I don't think it will take, I think once we get the text done, we just need to go through and pull them all out. They should all be in the Mendeley, right?
Should be, yeah.
So I don't think it will take long. It's just a matter of making sure that we have everything on the list and making sure they're in a PA format. I haven't done that yet either. I think that's a matter of when I go back through to check the references, the citations in the text. It's just a simple matter to jump down to the bottom and see if they're there or not. I don't think it will take too long to do that. I just haven't had a chance to do it yet. And then that brings us to our appendices. We're only allowed one or two. So I combined our research instrument all into one appendix. And then Appendix A is our opinion survey.
Okay.
And I took out, we're not allowed to have underlining or anything, so I took all that out and tried to change it to italics to make stuff stand out. But the only thing I have to do yet is add in the page numbers. I haven't done that, but I figured I'd wait till the end.
Again, here we should change in-class scenarios in the Appendix B, change in-class scenarios to testing environment.
Testing environment, okay. Anything else? Does anyone have anything else on the paper right now? How about Lee's cover letter?
Well, I already sent her my comments about my name, so.
Yeah, and yours was the one with the address that was a little short there, so. Everybody good with their name, address?
Yep. There's some weird boxes in front of my address.
Sorry, say that again?
There's some weird boxes in front of my address. I don't know what they are, but there's a little box in front of each line.
Oh, okay. That might have just been a formatting thing. Okay.
My address is fine. It just doesn't have boxes in front of it. I don't know where they came from.
Okay. Yeah, it's an email. It'll be an email cover letter, so I'll make sure. It's probably the Mac to PC thing. So I'll just strip out all the formatting, make sure that's not an issue.
Okay.
All right, so where do we go from here assignment-wise?
I was going to say, I'm about to about 7% on my phone here, so. No, we're about to lose me.
Well, I know I need to look at tables 7 and 8 and then the discussion and conclusion a little bit more and type up some of my ideas there.
We need to update, we need to work on section 2. That's where I have the most comments. And we need to still work on our results section. That is the second area I have the most comments based on our discussions today. And then we need to work on our references. So I guess we have 4 things we need to do. We need to work on section 2. We need to work on our references. We need to work on our results section, and then we need to work on our discussion section. So do we each want to take something?
Sure. But I can do section 2, since that's kind of where I was circulating before.
Okay. Hurley, you're going to do... You're going to look to see if those results tables are right.
Yes.
I can update the other portions of that because I already have the demographics and I have the other stuff on my computer. I can do the references since I have everything.
Can you send out all the updates you made today with all the comments and stuff?
Yeah.
All right, then I'll take another spin looking at the results and discussion. I don't know how much better, or the discussion and conclusion, I don't know how much better it's going to get than it is right now, though.
Okay. Do you guys want to make changes on the version I send out, and then when you email it back to me, I'll be able just to merge the documents together?
That sounds good, if that works for you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If you guys turn on the track changes, that will probably make it easier, too. The surge template is in old Word format. It's in the 2003 format. I didn't change it. I left it when I saved it. I saved it in the compatibility mode since that's what I downloaded it in.
Okay.
Just so that you guys know when you get it. It's not in a... newer version of Word, because I figured there was a reason they had it in the old version on their website. So I kept it in that version. When do we want to have our next call? You guys start next week, right?
Yep.
Yes.
We're in our winter session right now, so we have a 3-week winter session, so I don't start till the 23rd.
I would say we try and have, I mean, we need to get this out as soon as possible, so I would say we try and have another call before Tara goes back and we just all get really, really busy. Jackie, when do you start next week too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My classes at Texas A&M start in 2 weeks. They start the 17th, and I'm taking 3 classes this semester. And I start teaching the 23rd. But I could do... What are your teaching schedules like? Are there days that are bad for you guys?
Tuesdays and Thursdays are bad for me.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Well, that's convenient.
Let's say that's the one day that's
good
for me.
If you had said Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays really don't work for me. I think I could do pretty much any other, I could do any of the other days, but Tuesdays, Thursdays really don't work for me.
The next 2 weeks I can do any day except for Monday the 9th and Wednesday the 18th. I have meetings.
Should we go for the gold and just say Friday the 13th? That way we can try and get it. You know, it only gives us 1 week. That's what I meant by go for the gold. But it gets us some more time, like I said, before Tara starts her classes. So there's at least one of us who might be thinking clearly at that moment.
Yeah, only a week in. I'm not going to have that much going on. So, give it a shot.
I'm pretty much open all that Friday. I don't have any classes.
Yeah, I got an 8 a.m. and a 9 a.m. and a 2 p.m. So I would be available at 10, 11, noon.
I can do any time that Friday.
Want to just go for 10 a.m. again?
Sure.
So Friday the 13th at 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you guys want me to email this out as it stands now, or do you want me to update some of the things and email you where I am at the end of the day?
Okay, email us at the end of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that way we'll all have the most recent version.
All right.
To work with.
And I will email Jean to set up the time again.
Sounds good. Thank you for taking care of that.
Sounds good.
No problem.
And thank you for all the work you did formatting this, Tara.
Sure.
Yeah. Actually looks like a real paper.
I know. That's kind of exciting when you see it that way.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good afternoon, everyone. And
yep.
Good luck with the start of classes. And Tara, enjoy what you have left of your week.
I actually have to prep. I have 2 new preps this semester, so.
Good luck with that.
Well, they're not really new, but I haven't taught them in 6 years, so I'm considering them to be new preps.
Yeah.
So I'm planning to spend my next 2 weeks working on that, so I have time to do my Texas A&M classes during the semester. Because I didn't find a new job, which I'm very disappointed about. It's all good. You guys have a good start of your semester.
Thank you. All right.
Email you.
Yeah, so we'll hear from you by the end of the day and then be in email contact and talk next Friday.
Yes. My end of the day will probably be late, so if you guys don't have anything, you know, like 5 or 6, don't. It's not that I forgot. It's just not the end of my day yet, so I probably won't email it, so. You know, 8 or 9 or 10 or maybe later. Okay?
All right.
Enjoy your last weekend of freedom.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye.
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 All
right. Bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.